Hey everyone, this is John.
This is Wales.
And this is Ryan.
And this is the Nintendo Show, the best damn Nintendo podcast on the internet. It's the first show for September 2016, so it's the Pokemon Show.
What are we even talking about? Didn't we wrap it up last time?
We got a bunch of stuff to talk about.
We're doing the Pokemon Show today?
Yeah, Pokemon Show.
What's Pokemon?
What, have you guys heard about this game? Have you heard about Pokemon?
Yeah, okay. It's pretty fantastic.
Yeah, it's alright. Mm-hmm. I kind of like it.
Yeah.
We got a bunch of stuff to talk about. I did a 5th gen run. Ryan, you got like Pokemon Uranium and...
I actually had a bunch of stuff I want to talk about. I really thought we were doing something else.
Oh, no.
But Pokemon. Yeah, this is great.
Dear God.
Pokemon's like the best
thing ever. We're all so prepared.
And Wes, you got Who's That Pokemon?
I got Who's That Pokemon?
Yep.
What is it, Pokemon?
So we got a couple of things we need to start with here. First up, did you guys get your Victini? They're available to download as a mystery gift.
What? Yes.
Yep.
What, you can do it now?
Yeah, you can do it now. They're available as a mystery gift. Download from the internet.
Which game?
XY or Oris.
Yeah.
Any of the 6th gen.
XY or Oris.
Yep.
Okay.
I picked up three.
I will do it on XY because my Oris is gone.
There you go.
I lost it.
It's, you know, level 100 Victini. It knows Incinerate, Confusion, Quick Attack, and Endure.
Give me a level 1.
Nope. You're never going to get level 1 again.
What the hell, man?
It's never going to happen.
I want to go through
again.
A run-through with Victini again, because that thing is freaking fantastic.
You missed it. You missed your chance, because it happened in the 5th gen. And actually, the first run-through I ever did with the 5th gen, I ditched my starter for the event Victini.
Which I don't know why you wouldn't.
Right. You got to use that Victini.
You got
to. But now this brings my total Victini up to 6. I got 6 of those little fuckers.
And almost as much as your Dragonites.
Actually, no. I've pared down my Dragonites quite a bit. I think I just got one or two left.
Oh, man.
That's all right. I'll get more. Anyway, we also heard, in the past month since we last talked, we heard about some new Alola form Pokemon. Meowth has an Alola form. He is going to be a dark type.
There you go.
In the continuing trend of Gen 1 Pokemon becoming dark types. Mm-hmm. Marowak is going to be a ghost fire, and I think we can assume
that cool.
Cubone was probably going to be a different type. Yeah, wouldn't you think?
Yeah. Maybe it'll be one of the two, and then picks up the other one and evolves.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's probably... I can see it being like it just pure ghost.
Raichu is going to be a electric psychic type.
And looks like a fruit.
No, I think he looks fine.
Looks pretty dumb.
No, he's okay. He's not great, but he's not like Quagsire dumb.
He's like surfing on his tail or something?
Yeah.
Can levitate on its own tail,
mm-hmm.
Right? Because that's how that works.
He like looks pretty dumb.
Double jump.
And so far he's... Well, no, I take that back immediately. I was going to say, so far, he's the only one who's retained his original type. But the Executor is a grass dragon, so he retains the grass type in there.
That's right.
And
That baffles me. Why on earth did they give it a dragon type? It doesn't look...
Because it's a palm tree.
Doesn't make any sense. Right?
Yeah, palm tree dragons.
Palm
yeah.
tree dragon.
Yeah, palm tree dragons, yeah.
Meanwhile, like Charizard and Gyarados, they're all sad. Like, we want to be dragons.
Okay, we want to be dragons.
I guess Charizard's got that mega form. Who's that? Mega Charizard X is a dragon.
That's fine.
And then lastly, actually just today at the Nintendo Direct, at time of recording here, probably won't post for a couple more days, Rattata, Alola Rattata was revealed. He is a dark normal type. So watch out for everyone who is a fighting type or even knows a fighting type move, or you will be fucked.
Yeah, that's pretty bad. But then again, who's rolling around with Raticates all day long?
True. It's not like he's going to be an integral part of a team, I would assume.
Yeah. But it's just kind of shitty because, like, it gets the dark type, which is, like, kind of cool, but then it's normal.
Right.
So the only thing that normal adds is an immunity to ghost.
Which is already resistant.
Yeah, which it being a dark type means that it's already got the advantage against.
Yep.
So
sure does.
That's silly.
Yeah, a little weird. Also, during this Nintendo Direct, speaking of things that are silly, they gave him like a backstory, like a reason why he's become a dark type, which they haven't done for any other Pokemon yet that they've given an Alola form.
Uh-huh.
But apparently, Rattata used to swarm throughout all of the islands and people got sick of it. So they essentially imported Yungoos, the Donald Trump Pokemon, because I guess they hunt Rattata.
And, you know, that Pokemon built a wall.
Stop
that's
it.
How,
stop it right
that's
now.
That's how he stopped it, right?
Yep.
He built a wall.
It was a great big wall. It was huge.
Then insulted Mexico.
but anyway, the Rattata and the Yungoos were both daytime Pokemon, so Rattata became nocturnal in order to avoid dying. So because it's nocturnal, it's now a dark type. And there it is. That's why. That's the silly explanation. I don't know why we needed one. Who cares?
It gave him a really weird looking mustache, too. You saw it's got this weird little...
Yeah, it's got that little Fu Manchu almost.
Yeah, it's kind of odd.
Yeah. Z moves are a new thing. They talked a little bit about Z moves in the Nintendo Direct. They're variables. They depend on what stones you give into what Pokemon. The one thing that I guess is worth mentioning from this Nintendo Direct is that there will be some Z moves that are Pokemon specific. They mentioned Raichu, the Alola Raichu, will have a specific Z move that is just for him. It's like some sort of
electric surf or
yeah.
Surf and shock or something weird.
Yeah, like shock and turf. Something.
I don't know.
Shock and turf.
But like anyway.
Surf sound and then.
I guess.
They're like really over the top too. Like I watched the Snorlax one. And dear God, like he jumps to the air, sits on him, and it's like fucking nuclear explosion. Like it seems a little bit overkill in my opinion.
Are we getting bloated at this point? Is Pokemon getting a little bit bloated?
Maybe.
Not necessarily with like all the new monsters, but like Mega Forms and Z moves. Are Mega Forms going to carry over? I don't know if we've gotten confirmation of that at all. But
I'm kind of hoping they're not.
Yeah.
We brought it up, I think, last time we talked about it, where it's starting to look a little cluttered. It looks like they might be doing a little too much.
Mm-hmm.
I think they've given us a lot of shiny shit already.
I like some of the Mega Forms. I mean, I would like to keep them around. At least give us the option of it.
I don't necessarily dislike Mega Forms, but I think it'd be one of those things where it'd be kind of cool if it were just confined to the sixth generation games, X, Y, and Oris.
Or how about it's not in the game itself, but if you trade a guy over with a stone, you can still do it. Like maybe.
Well, then see, that's the thing. Are they going to have to service some sort of narrative conceit about why Megas are in the game? Because in X and Y and in Oris, you get like that bracelet and you give the stone to the Pokemon, you have to activate your bracelet and the stone, and then it becomes a Mega. It's not just something like, here's a stone, you can be a Mega now. Like, there's that whole accessory to it as well. Are they going to do that in every Pokemon game going forward? I don't know. Like, they occasionally throw in these little twists in these different generations. Like, hey, there's Mega Forms now and they're part of this region. I think it's kind of cool to think, like, hey, what are they going to do this time around? What sort of crazy shit are they going to throw in?
Mm-hmm.
And then never have to worry about it again.
I'm just wondering now, what would they do with the starters? If they were going to mix up the first-gen starters, what would they be? I mean, like, as their types go, because, you know, maybe like are they going to actually try to make Blastoise a dark type or something? Or are they going to do something funky with that?
Just make them like a rock. Rock-type Blastoise.
That'd be kind of cool.
Maybe a poison type? He just shoots acid out of his cans?
Sure,
that'd be cool.
But then that would totally mean you wouldn't need Megastones. Like, if somehow you got that Dragon Charizard, because it just inherently is one in the Alola region.
See, when we last talked about this, when we only knew about, like, three or four of these Alola forms, I was a little bit down on it. I thought it was a little bit silly, a little bit lazy to just be reusing these character designs and assigning them new types. Now, the more they reveal, the more it's starting to look like there's going to be a huge chunk or maybe all Gen 1 Pokemon with new forms in Sun and Moon.
Yeah.
Which I'm totally down for.
Yeah.
Like if it's just a couple, whatever. If it's like all of them, cool. Great. But it's, I don't know how to explain it. It's one of those things where just a little bit of it, no, fuck that. But it's like just an overload. Like here's all 150... Like maybe minus legendaries, Gen 1 Pokemon, they all have new forms. Cool. I'd be totally down for that.
Yeah. Well, I think there was some bit of news that they were going to import, like, have it so that all of the people that are playing the first gen on their DS, like, that got the, whatever you call it, from the virtual console, that they were going to be able to import all of the Pokemon they have, which would be cool, that they could just pump all of these into this version and, you know, they suddenly have an entire roster of first gen Pokemon that they get to experiment with.
Yeah,
and maybe get that treatment.
And maybe have different forms. Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah.
That'd be really cool. Oh, and the one thing that kind of throws a wrench into my whole pipe dreaming here is they did not mention whether that Snorlax or not would have a Alola form, whether it was a different type. It didn't look very different. The Snorlax I'm referring to is, during the Nintendo Direct, they talked about how if you buy the game at launch, and I think through like January 11th, mid-January, you would be able to, you'd get a free download for a Munchlax. Mm-hmm. And the Munchlax would evolve into a Snorlax, it would have an exclusive Z move.
Cool.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
But they didn't mention whether that Snorlax would be a different type.
Mm. It looked the same.
It did?
It looked exactly the same. It was like, after 20 years of sleeping, now he's doing shit. Like, good for Snorlax.
You know, I think I'd probably be a little disappointed if it didn't have a new type. Yeah. Just throw something else onto it. Make it a normal bug. Make them a bug. Why the fuck not? Yeah. Who cares? I think that's all I had for news. You guys playing Pokemon Go? How's that going?
It's going pretty good for me. Yeah. I'm having fun with it.
Go on. Anything interesting? Anything cool happen?
Nothing too crazy. Just
keep plugging away?
Yeah, just kind of plugging away at the game. I mean, I still go up to like Cranesbury's Park nearby every once in a while. I don't know. I haven't really been keeping up with it that much. I think since we last talked about it, they've made some pretty big updates.
Yeah, I dropped off completely with it, unfortunately. Because I'm only ever at my house or in the mall, and the mall is like a crap area. Hmm. There's some stuff here and there, but it's the same thing every freaking day. Although, I did finally get a Magnemite. He showed up in the mall.
Oh, nice. I don't have a Magnemite yet.
A Weezing and a Seedra randomly showed up. Oh, Seedra. So that was kind of like, what the fuck?
I have a Horsea and a Koffing. I don't have the Revolve forms yet. How's your guys' decks? You guys doing all right there? My dex is currently sitting at 72. I finally got all through the starters. No evolved forms of them yet. What else? I got some new stuff. I evolved a Nidoran male, so I got a Nidorino. I hatched a Vulpix from an egg. I have Parasect. I evolved a few Paras for Parasect. Mm-hmm. I hatched a Growlithe from an egg.
Aww.
Nice.
I think I mentioned before I got a Ghastly. I hatched another Ghastly from an egg, which is pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
I caught one of the things that I hatched was a Scyther from a 10k egg, which was a bit of a bummer because there's a really specific place at work where Scythers spawn. Mm-hmm. So I had been going there, and like every couple of days I'll walk by the spot and there's Scyther. So I had a couple of Scythers built up. But when this Scyther hatched from an egg, it was like a 1k plus CP. So I was like, all right, well, that's kind of cool.
Not bad. Yeah, I picked one up not that long ago. Mine's not that great though. It's 789,
hmm.
which is pretty good, but yeah, whatever.
And then actually at work the other day, there was a wild Vaporeon, which I already had. Yeah. But I just thought it was just kind of funny. Like, yeah, so that's Vaporeon running around by his lonesome. Just
random.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. And then I evolved a Dratini into a Dragonair, so I got one of them now.
Yeah. I had a friend that took a trip to Chicago, and it looks like all of the different areas just spawn different things. You know how we get lots of Eevees? Apparently there's like none up there.
I haven't seen Eevees in a while, though.
Yeah.
I still get them in the mall periodically.
Yeah.
I feel like I get a ton. Yeah, and like the ones up in Chicago, I'm trying to think of what all they were. Yeah, it was a lot of Ghastlies, which I was like, oh man, that's awesome.
That'd be really cool.
Really want some, and I think I've only got like maybe one or two. So I don't know. What's your best stuff?
My best CP. Oh well, check your Pokedex to see what that number is looking like.
Oh, my Pokedex is not that great. It's less than you actually. I think it's 70.
Yeah, caught 59, seen 63 on mine.
Hmm. My strongest is still my Flareon, who I think was strongest last time at 1349.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
so you know.
Caught 69, seen 70.
There you go.
Yeah, I got a Vaporeon that's pretty strong, 1560.
Nice.
That ain't bad.
These seem to be a popular one in gyms.
A Golduck that's really strong, 1404.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, at my mall, there's always an Exeggutor. Today there was a Poliwrath, but there's always an Exeggutor.
Exeggutor is just great because I've noticed like the ones that I see at a lot of them I see a lot of Vaporeons out there. Lapras is really, really popular and really strong.
Hmm.
Yeah, like, it just seems like there's a lot of grass types that people, or a lot of water types out there.
Yeah.
Gyarados is everywhere.
How's your level?
21.
Nice. Same here.
Nice.
Yeah, I had an evolution party 16. The other day. I evolved like 30 Pokemon.
Oh, did you burn a lucky egg?
Yeah, I burned a lucky egg and evolved. It
was
like,
how many did you get to you for that?
Just one. Because to get to level 22, I need 75,000.
Mm-hmm.
So 75k, and I earned like 30k from this evolution party. But
somebody showed an interesting way, which is really difficult because I don't ever see any of these things that are kind of unattended. But somebody was saying that there's a really great way to get cheap experience by finding a gym that's occupied by some other team, clearing it out, and then while it's gray and kind of like open, put in something really, really weak, like a Magikarp.
And then train against yourself?
And then, yeah, train against the Magikarp that's there, and you'll get an insane amount of experience really quick.
All right. That's not a bad little cheat.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
I haven't, like, attempted to do it or anything. I thought that was just kind of a clever little trick someone figured
out. Next time I see a movie, I'll just hang on the food court while I'm waiting for it. And
yeah.
Because there's a couple of gyms in that food court.
Mm-hmm.
So, I think we covered the update stuff the last show. I don't think anything else has changed significantly. It runs a lot smoother now than it
does.
Used to.
It really does.
Yeah, it does.
Which is great.
They seem to be trying to at some point roll out a new feature to help you kind of smartly track the Pokemon that appear in your, like, nearby your
settings? Yeah, I think it's just in select areas right now, like in San Francisco. But yeah, when that rolls out, that's going to make the experience a whole lot better.
Yeah, I think
Because there are times at work, and, like, there's specific ones that will spawn in specific areas where I work, and there are Pikachu that spawns somewhere.
Hmm.
But I don't know where it is, and I'm not going to, like, leave my job to go look for it. Yeah. But if I could track it, I'm like, all right, I'm going on a 15-minute break. I'm going to go find this thing. And then...
Yeah. Oh, actually, I remember, like, when this first came out, it was, like, I got home one night, and I brought up my phone, and it said there was a Chansey nearby. And I was like, oh, shit, I got to get this Chansey. And I didn't really realize how it was going to operate, that you basically it's just one specific location that it's going to be at.
Yeah.
And I just started wandering around. I probably walked for, like, 3 or 4 miles just in the general vicinity of my neighborhood. Trying to track this thing down because I was like, oh, that'd be so cool to get Chansey.
Oh, my God.
And in retrospect, and great, I got a bunch of other shit doing so. But yeah, that would have been really nice to just get a fucking Chansey.
Yeah.
If only I had known.
Yeah, because I don't think that the random wandering, it doesn't feel like that's the intention for the game. It feels like it's supposed to be like, you're going throughout your day, you check it, like, oh, there's something close by, let me just divert, or maybe like, it's in the direction I'm going, and see if I can get it.
Yeah.
But, like, having to walk around for 20, 30 minutes, just, and by the time,
it
disappears.
Dumbly stumbling upon stuff is not a good strategy, and I don't think that's what they want this game to be, either.
Right.
With Niantic, the developers. I'm sure that they want smart tracking and reasonable tracking.
Oh, you know what we haven't talked about yet? We haven't talked about how a bunch of people got super pissed off and quit the game. Like, they had a 20% drop-off, which I guess was news.
Why?
Which takes it down from, like, 45 million to 30. Great.
Yeah, that's absurd. Like, that's by the way, nothing.
Right.
I mean, and like...
How much did... Sorry, this is the Nintendo show, but yeah. We'll go down this rabbit trail. How much did No Man's Sky drop off?
That's exactly the thing I was going to bring up. Talk about people being disappointed in this.
Right.
I mean, the game looks pretty, but that's it. There's nothing really to do in that game.
Have you played it?
No, I've seen a lot of it, and Mitch got it.
Uh-huh.
And Mitch returned it.
Oh, boy.
Like, he bought it on Steam and then refunded it, like, a week later. He's like, no, this WoW just came out with Legion. I'm just dumping all my time into that.
This is how bad it got with No Man's Sky. There was an article on IGN telling you how you can return it. And this, like, basically, to sum up the article, it's like, eh, you can't. But there was an article on a major gaming website that was like, this is how you return this game.
Yeah.
Kind of a train wreck over there. It makes, I mean, like, the 20% of Pokemon that, Go seem like, eh, whatever.
It makes me sad because I had such high hopes for this game.
It looked really cool.
I really wanted to do it, but it did so bad. I mean, maybe if it was, like, under $20, I'll still get this.
Well, I don't think
I'll
get...
play it a little bit here and there, but I'm not going to drop, like, $60 on this thing.
This is an absurd overreaction. And I noticed that with Niantic, too, where everyone was basically, like, people... If you read, like, the comments online... People were so deeply offended.
Well, yeah, it's the internet.
It's like,
yeah,
it's about over yourself. It's like free game, you know? And it's like, with No Man's Sky 2, what's wrong with the game? You can play the game. I'm sorry it didn't live up to your expectations. That doesn't mean you get a full fucking refund. You're a dumbass for buying the game in the first place, you know? If you bought into the hype, then you bought into the hype. I don't see why you deserve a refund. The game functions.
No Man's Sky is like, essentially, I'm collecting all this stuff to get a spaceship, and then I go on this planet to collect more stuff to make a bigger spaceship so I get a whole more stuff.
So the game's boring.
There's
a lot of games are boring.
There's nothing to fucking do!
Well, see,
that's the piece of point of a game. Why play a game? It's boring. So what? The game's boring. Still play it. Why?
I understand the disappointment. I think that there were mismanaged expectations all around. This was a game that Sony showed off in their bombastic E3 press conference, where they're like, look at how awesome all of our shit is. It's a game made by 12 guys. Those 12 guys are probably sitting in a room like, oh shit, we better make this really fucking good now. And I don't think the game that they wanted to make was the same game that was being marketed. I don't think that people expected it to be like a survival style.
They went through a lot of effort to stress, this is a survival space exploration game. They really went through a lot of effort to stress
that. I don't
that.
Think people got the message.
People didn't, because people are stupid.
And by the way, this is the first time, someone posted a list of 5 different games that had a 70% drop-off within the first month of release. And all of these games were ultimately, you know, considered successes. I mean, games that made a lot of money in the short term for those studios that developed them. Mm-hmm. I mean, like The Division. The Division had a 70% drop off within the first month. You know, and it's, I've heard the same.
That did not look appealing to me at all since day one. I was like, no, I'm going to skip this.
This happens. I mean, there you build up this big interest, it comes out, and then people move on. Most people aren't like us that will play the same fucking game for 10 years.
Over you know? And over.
Like, we're pumped whenever we start playing Contra 3. I think most people are just looking for the next fix. A lot of people are just very temporary when it comes to games.
I think that just going back to like the whole commerce of it, like wanting to return this product after you've bought it, after you've paid for it.
Yeah.
There's something that doesn't really strike me as, I suppose, ethical of saying, I don't like this, give me my money back. It's not your money anymore.
I think that if it were me and if it was someone on Steam, I would treat it like a movie. Mm. If you walk out of a movie within the first hour of it, I think you deserve a full refund. If you stick around, if it's a 2-hour movie and you're at an hour and a half in, like, I want my money back. No. I think you get denied.
Yeah.
If you order a meal at a restaurant and you eat 3/4 of it and then you decide, I didn't like this, I want a refund, go fuck yourself.
I wonder how.
If you've clocked, I don't know, 5 hours playing this game, no refund permitted.
I wonder if that would be enough. Like, I wonder how you judge something like that for a game that seems
endless. 5 hours. There's your answer.
There's your cap right there.
I wonder how many hours. 5 hours.
is that enough, though?
If you're one of those people that got the game and you couldn't play it because it wouldn't work on your graphics card, I heard people had that problem. Absolutely.
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah.
Sure,
yeah.
The game doesn't work.
You can't enjoy this.
If you're just pissed that you got what feels like a $20 game and you paid $60 for it, shame on you. Do a little more research.
No, see, I hate that argument as well, because $20 to me isn't going to mean the same as $20 to fucking Donald Trump. Who gives a shit? Like, if your money is different to different people.
If your machine can run it, the game looks fine. I watched a bunch of people doing Let's Plays of it. The game functions. Okay, I don't see what the issue is here. I think people just suddenly realize that they could get something for free and are gonna do it.
Yeah, but then people like Mitch went into it. Mitch knew exactly what the game was. He had no expectations of it being what it wasn't, and he still didn't even enjoy it enough. It's like
if you don't like it, that's fine. You can say, I don't like this game, and then, you know, go trade it in. Like, there are secondhand
game shops. You can't do that with Steam, so yeah, refund it, but you can't trade in a game on Steam.
That's the danger of buying something digital. And you know what? Good for Steam for having such good customer service to allow them to do that. Because if it were my company and you bought something digitally, and then a few hours later it was like, I don't like this. Sorry, sucks for you. Thanks for the money.
Mm-hmm. Well, go somewhere else
to buy your
game. You're also a greedy asshole, John.
Who are they going to go to? Who are you going to go to fucking GameStop and buy physical copies of your games? No, don't be ridiculous. You're not going to do that.
That's a good point. Maybe in 6 months this game's going to go through a second life where everyone's just buying $5 copies.
I mean, if they give the game an update to make it, I hate saying it this way, but
to give you something to do?
Make it like a Minecraft. Make it more, you can build it the way you want. And more creative. And give us a real objective. There's no real objective in the game.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Minecraft doesn't have an objective. Whatever the hell you want, but there's so much that you can do in this. And this is just exploration and collection.
Well, the objective is to get to the center of the galaxy universe thing. Like, there is an end to the game where the credits will roll.
What, with No Man's?
Yeah.
I've never heard that.
No, that's the end.
To get to the center of the galaxy?
Yeah.
I mean, that seems really stupid.
I think after that, a friend of mine told me the ending. I was like, oh, okay, that seems anticlimactic, but I don't care about the story of it. I don't give a shit.
That seems dumb.
But I want to go back to your 5-hour cap. Maybe the cap is 5 hours.
No, I mean, I was just fucking with you. I don't know. I think there's a lot of games, like, there's games, like,
Monster Hunter.
Inside, for example, a game. I haven't done any of the mini shows. The game that I've been wanting to gush about is this game Inside. Have you heard of it?
No.
It's fucking...
Oh, yes.
They mentioned it to us.
I loved it. It's so good. And it's about an hour and 45 minutes of gameplay. It is essentially a movie that you're playing through, this really incredible movie. But then, that 5-hour cap would not work. Right. Somebody could play it twice and then get a refund.
Something like Monster Hunter, where people say constantly it doesn't get good till 20 hours in. Like, first of all, why would you wait that long for your game to get good? That sounds absurd. But, like, if you have this really incredible experience... post 20 hours and you have that 5 hour cap, like, do you call Capcom and say, hey, this game isn't any good? Capcom's like, well, wait 15 more hours.
My point in 5 hours is just that I think, from what I've seen of people playing, I figured out what this game was for watching someone play the game for like probably half an hour.
Hmm.
I think I figured out what the game is and what it's about.
So you get to the meat and potatoes of it pretty quick.
You play out for 5 hours, you sure as shit know what you're getting into.
Yeah, I mean, on a game like that, you're going to have an idea of the game. Even if you're like, all right, this game doesn't get good for 15 hours. At that point, getting up to 5 hours, you know if you're willing to put in that extra 15 hours or not.
Hmm.
You're going to know that. You're not going to be like, all right, I guess I'll stay. No. I'm done. Fuck that.
But Pokemon Go dropping 20%, not that bad.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
I would have assumed, if you had just told me, like, what percentage did it drop, I would have assumed more.
Nah,
just because, how can they fucking sustain this?
Right.
It's a giant gamer base.
I'm not sure how they pull that metric. Like, that's active users. They've lost 20% of active users. How do they judge whether it's active or not? I'm not sure. Maybe that's just logins. Maybe they're figuring out your play time or something. I don't know.
There's people that boot it up maybe once a week or something.
Maybe.
I mean, that's the thing. It's, like, the easiest thing in the world to technically have clocked time on the game.
Mm-hmm.
Just open it up and check in.
A couple
something.
Times a day when I'm at the store, I just grab a couple of Pokeballs for the Pokestop is right there. That's it.
Yeah.
See if there's anything interesting nearby.
Yep.
Oh, look, there's shit nearby. All right. So I'll go do my job.
Yeah.
That's all I wanted to say.
That was a hell of a tangent we went on.
Sure was.
I like that tangent.
That's the hot topic. Everyone's talking about No Man's Sky.
That's a good one.
And how terrible it is, apparently.
Yeah, I don't know. There's a lot of bad games. People pay a lot of money for bad games. So I don't think this is some disease
that has
struck anyone.
Call of Duty is still a thing.
Yeah.
And there's always something that people are outraged over. I mean, first it was Mighty No. 9, now it's this. There's always something.
Mighty No. 9. That game makes me laugh.
Anyway, let's take a break and then come back with some actual Pokemon talk.
Sounds good.
Ryan, you're playing Pokemon Uranium.
Yeah.
Illegally.
How dare you?
With great malice aforethought.
It's a fan-made game and it's a free game.
Uh-huh.
And I think that it's got one of the most... Pokemon has one of the most vibrant, like, what would you call it? Secondhand communities.
Mm.
Where people just love playing modded games and stuff like that.
How big is it? Is it legit, like, the size of a regular Pokemon game in length and everything?
Oh, I'd say, yeah. It is a full-length game in every scope imaginable. I really, I mean, I'll talk a lot about it. I feel like this really, if people ever hoped that the 6th gen was going to be a pixel game, this is the closest thing you're ever going to get to that.
I was hoping.
Yeah, it's a giant, giant scope of the game. And it's really well thought out, really well constructed, does a lot of clever things.
They spend a lot of time on it, that's for sure.
And I play a lot of, like, the modded games, like the Nuzlockes and the randomizers, and there's all kinds of crazy ones that people play. But the thing is that more often than not, you're basically just playing on emulators, and you're playing on ROMs. So you're playing one of the core games. This is a game built from the ground up that doesn't run through an emulator. Or maybe it is running on... It looks like it's a combination of all of the generations in a weird way. You'll notice little bits and pieces. Menus operate like things from Black and White. Or character setups look like something from Platinum. It looks like they took all of this interesting stuff and threw it together. And it's just a beautiful game. It looks really fantastic. The sprite design is incredible. The scope of the game is massive. I've probably clocked... I maybe two gyms done. And I've probably played it for maybe 5 or 6 hours now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it takes a long time, but it's well worth it.
How is it... Seems like a weird question because you told me how much you clocked. How is it paced? Are you doing like a lot of like backtracking, weird map traversal so far? Or is it pretty straightforward?
Yeah, I mean it does a good job of navigating you through the world. You don't really get lost ever, and I'm taking my time with it. I'm not trying to rush from gym to gym to get things done. I'm just kind of playing at a leisurely pace and collecting all these Pokemon and. It's such a great Pokedex they have. Because they did this really clever thing where I feel like maybe 80 to 90% of the Pokemon in the game are brand new Pokemon. And they're not like knockoff Pokemon. They actually are well made, the art's interesting on them, and they have clever ideas.
They have some Pokemon that are from actual Pokemon?
Yeah. And it's perfect.
How did they get away with that?
Please tell me they did it.
Who's getting sued?
See, that's the thing.
It's a free game.
They did not get away with it. They made this game, they uploaded it, and then within like a day, the Nintendo lawyers came down and was like, no, you gotta take this down. But you know, of course, once it's on the internet, it's there forever. Yeah. They just went over off. You just have to get it through torrents at this point. All of the sites that are hosting the full games were like, no, get rid of that.
Yeah.
Which is stupid.
But again, this is a fan game.
It makes sense, but yeah.
They're not trying to make money on this. This is really just a labor of love.
You have to, though. I talked about this on the official show. You have to, because if you let this one happen, then next month there are going to be 3 more fan-made games. And then there's going to be more fan-made games. And then once you have all these fan-made games that are readily available to anybody,
they're not going to play the actual game.
Then it does
get
into your business.
Where they cross the line. They're using actual Pokemon. They call it Pokemon. The word Pokemon is in it. It's not trying to hide. This isn't like fake Mon or something like that, or trying
it's
to.
It's like Digimon.
Yeah, or Chimpokemon.
They should have called it
Chimpokemon.
Maybe they could have gotten away with that, but no.
I would use Shoe. I'm okay with that. I would totally use Shoe.
Yeah. It's so clearly modeled after these games, and it's done with such attention to detail. And yeah, like I was saying,
what do you think Shoe would be type?
It's clearly a ground type. Let's move on.
If it evolved into Doc Martens, it could be a steel toe type. You know, this idea.
See, Ryan likes my tangents.
Yeah, that's a good one. If it's got the Converse star on the side, it can learn Swift. Oh my god! No,
I hate you both so much.
Yeah, so they what they do is they include, and it's sort of like this nice little, what would you call it, reference point. So when you see that this game has Mankeys in it, or it's got Magikarps that can become Gyarados, that it's got Mareep in it, get these little touches. And one of my favorites, when I first saw it, I was like, you're fucking kidding me, why is this here? Dunsparce. And you know what they do with Dunsparce?
They evolve it?
At level 45.
Oh my god.
Yeah, it gets an evolution. So they actually make some use of it. They do something really cool with it. For the starters, you get 3 starters, and you get a water, a fire, and a grass, of course. But they only have 2 stages. There's no 3-stage thing. It's kind of a clever little twist.
Yeah.
And you get a water electric. You get a grass steel, which is awesome.
Oh, nice.
And then it's a fire ground, I think.
Hmm.
The game has tons of different Pokemon, all these different types and interesting combinations. They actually have the first evolvable legendary. They have these 3 different bugs. Oh, yeah, imagine if the bug that you get at the start of the game didn't suck. That's what they did. They give
That'd
you
be great.
3 different bugs, and if you level them up, it turns into, in the same way that like the Regis become Regigigas,
mm-hmm.
where it's like a normal type, you can train them up as being, I think it's a fire, a water bug, and an electric. So you'll level them up to like level 40, teaching them all of these moves associated with that type. And then they evolve into I think it's either a pure bug or it's a normal bug. And it basically gets to be whatever the thing that you wanted it to be, plus other moves on top of it. So it's just a really, really cool way to build a legendary out of something that's not so great. I'm trying to think of, like, there's just so many different Pokemon in the game. I've been playing with a couple. There's this one that you get early on, Barul. He's really cool. He is a rock steel that on its 3rd stage ditches the rock and becomes pure steel.
That's pretty cool.
Looks great. Looks really, really cool. It's that big, meaty, physical steel type, like what Aggron becomes when he has his Megastone.
Oh, okay.
There's a fighting dark sheep thing.
Oh.
He is pretty fantastic to play with.
I like the fighting dark combination. Scraggy and Scrafty are fighting dark. Pangoro fighting dark.
Yeah, it makes for a really, really interesting combination. And I've noticed that it's a kind of all reined in. Nothing is that strong, which is kind of cool. They didn't go totally overboard with... I mean, maybe there will be later on in the game. But currently, and from what I've seen of the Pokedex as it's unfolding, if you get a Pokemon that in the upper 400s in total stats, then that's a pretty strong Pokemon.
Hmm.
It's just great. Maybe one of my favorite, I have like a million different things to bring up about it. Maybe one of my favorite things is the music. Because, you know, we play on the DS, and the DS, they make good like chiptune music, And this one, it is like so robust and loud and lush. The music sounds incredible. It's a great game just to play with your headphones because everywhere you go, it's got gorgeous music. I'm trying to think of it. You can train online. This game actually has online functionality.
That's crazy.
they included this where you get an ID when you first start up the game. So you could, as far as I understand it, you could open up two instances of the game and trade it back and forth between yourself if you wanted. Or you can just give your code to somebody else online and trade with them if you want. What else?
How does the experience work in this game? Do they bring anything in like experience share? Is anything like in Gen 5, there's like scaling experience?
I don't really know how that works, honestly.
It's only two gyms in. So.
I haven't seen a lot of stuff that really messes around with experience. There's no O powers. I haven't found the lucky egg yet or anything like that. But, maybe it's something that'll happen. I haven't found that there's like a major drop off in experience. You can get experience pretty easily and build the team around whatever you kind of want it to be. I don't know, what else is there to say about it? I mean, again, I'm only two gyms in, but I'm really having so much fun with it.
Cool.
Oh, it's actually kind of mature. It actually gets to be a little bit, not like super like racy or violent or anything like that.
Like, here's some boobs!
But Pokemon is a game that I feel is plays it way too safe. Way too safe.
Especially when like the key demographic, like the people who play this game the most now are getting into their like late 20s, early 30s.
I mean, they used a curse word, and I was shocked to see that. And the curse word was damn. You know, but the dialogue is more mature. Mature in that it could be read by a 13-year-old.
Not that cursing is mature. We curse all the time. We're immature as shit.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
But like, people can have sad things happen to them. They can have dark observations. They can just say things. Like, one of the funniest things is, like, right when you walk out of the town, the first thing that happens is this old guy is out there. And he's like, oh, hey there, kiddo! It's like, oh, you're starting your Pokemon adventure!
And he has a massive heart attack right there.
And he's like, no, he's like, maybe I'll be spending some more time with your auntie then. And he's like, it's like, oh, you creepy old man. It's like, that's just so funny. Oh, yeah, so, your rival's name is Theo, like, from The Cosby Show.
Oh, okay.
So it makes for just a funny name. It's always nice to see dialogue pop up with him, and you're just immediately reminded of The Cosby Show.
What was the run through you were doing where you named your character I Never?
Oh, I Never. It's the best. It's so funny when you do that. And this is an idea I took from these guys, Game Grumps. They just do streams. They did this great, amazing playthrough of Fire Red. That everybody should watch. It's really hilarious, dude. These guys just play through it because they're total jokers and they don't know how to play Pokemon. But they named their character I Never. So it's like, if you pick up an item, it's like, I never picked up a Pokeball. But then, like, normally when someone would walk in and address you and be like, you know, hey Ash or hey Red, it would be like, I never. It's you again. Really, it spices up the dialogue and it makes it so
because it's a different tone, sure.
Like, the very first thing that happens in the game, or like, I think if you're playing through Oris. Is you walk in, and then your rival's mom comes in, and he says, and if you named your opponent Butthole, it's like, I never! Where's my little butthole? spices it up. gives you a reason to read the dialogue.
Alright, anything else about uranium? Oh, is like there's a new type, right?
And that's something I haven't even found yet. Okay. I think it's something that augments existing types. So like I've seen Arbox can pick this up. It's actually I want to say it's like radioactive or mutated or something like that. It's just this new type that seems to exist in the game. I feel like the whole backstory is supposed to be that I think your mom died like 12 years prior preventing a nuclear explosion, and there's a lot of they haven't spoiled it or anything, but I'm guessing this is where it's going. But like at some point, you're going to find your mom either turned into some legendary Pokemon because of radioactivity, or
what the hell?
Yeah, I mean, I really don't know where this is going, but yeah. So like basically, there was a big nuclear blast, and that explains why Pokemon exist. And then some of them pick up that radioactive type, so it'll be like, you know, your Arbok will be poison, and it'll be poison radioactive, and what that means, I really don't know.
Is that something that comes and goes?
Yeah, again, I don't know. Okay. I'm really not at that point in the game. I feel like I'm pretty close.
So eventually, under that premise, if that's the case, you'll eventually catch your mom and then order her to fight things for you.
Yeah. Yes, precisely.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, you're also playing Final Fantasy X, which is about some sort of mutated parent.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's, oh, and your dad's kind of a jerk.
Yep.
Like, why is he always so mean to you? What did you do to him? Like, he has really got a stick up his butt.
You just destroyed your mom's vagina. He's real salty.
He's like, oh, these dreads aren't going to make me feel any better. He looks like such a slime ball. He really does.
Yep, he's got that, like, slime ball, like, gravelly voice. Yeah, he's terrible.
No.
That guy.
Ugh.
Anyway.
So you guys should play it. You gotta pick it up. It's fucking great.
I'm playing Gen 5. Well, I played through Gen 5,
mm-hmm.
beat the Elite Four, beat the champ, and I still want to go back and do some of the post-game stuff, because there's a lot of post-game content, and I got two Pokemon on my team that haven't even evolved yet. But I went through Gen 5 because, like I mentioned before, I went up to Michigan for about a week. I was bored as shit. And I had, like, all these good intentions, like, okay, I got, like, this game on my DS I haven't played through. I got this game that I want to play through, some of the DLC. And I did play through, like, Sticker Star. Paper Mario Sticker Star was one of the games. I made some progress in that. And the other game was Steamworld Heist. I wanted to play through the DLC. And I played through that a little bit. But most of the time, I was just playing Pokemon again. Just played through, like, it took me, like, 20 hours. And that's how I spent my vacation in this place that I was miserable. But I started this game up. And I was like, okay, well, I'm not sure who I want to use. I was going to go through. And I started tinkering with everyone that I could find. Just taking it real slow. And by the time I got to probably just before the fourth gym in Nimbus, I was like, you know what? Dark team. Let's try something silly here. So there are not enough dark types to make a complete dark team by the time you get to Elite Four. So I threw in a couple of non-dark types who kind of fit the theme.
Mm-hmm.
But my dark types are Scrafty, who's dark fighting.
That's awesome.
Who's a guy that I really like. And I hunted one until I got the ability Moxie, which is a great ability.
Oh, that is good.
And the other one of my other dark types is Crocodile, who's a dark ground.
Mm-hmm.
Also hunted one until I got Moxie. And those two kind of became, like Scrafty especially became, like, the backbone of this team. He's really good. Mm-hmm. Crocodile, also pretty good, but he can be a bit of a glass cannon at times. And then the other two I was rolling through most of the game, the non-dark types, Cofagrigus, who is the ghost-type coffin dude. He's just a pure ghost.
Pretty awesome.
Yeah, he's also been really good. Really defensive and good. Pretty good HP, which mm-hmm. is something I really appreciate.
Oh, it's a lady.
Sorry. Fagrigus. Her. But,
well, because it's just as many characters as you need. You can call them Iron Maiden, which I think is the perfect... Nice. Nothing has a perfect name like calling a Cofagrigus Iron Maiden.
But I really liked playing the long game with this, because the moveset that I ended up with through the Elite Four was Will-O-Wisp, Curse, Hex, and Shadow Ball.
Oh, that's fantastic. That Will-O-Wisp Hex combo?
Mm-hmm.
That's nasty.
And then, because if like I'm fighting something really big, like Will-O-Wisp, you're burned, Curse, now you're going to get hurt every turn, I'll heal up and then just Hex you. And you're probably going to be dead after that.
Well, and like Hex on its own, it's just a solid move,
mm-hmm.
right? Yeah. It's just like a good, I think it was 60 damage.
Mm-hmm.
That's just fine. That's just a decent amount of damage to do. And on top of that, if you've got something statused, which, I mean, think of all the things that can potentially status. It's great.
Yeah. And then the other one, my other non-dark type, is Gothitelle, who is a psychic type. And she's got psychic, psychic shock. I suck charge beam on her as well to get a bit of a special attack boost and faint attack. So a little bit of dark type there to fit with the theme. And she's pretty good. I mostly ended up playing her as a... psychic specialist, just playing her stabs mostly.
Well, it's also good to have that because, I mean, I could think of a few things that dark types should be worried about, and one of the big ones is fighting.
Yep.
So it's nice to just have a straight up psychic answer.
And when I went through during the Elite Four in this version, there is someone who uses fighting types, so she kind of became a necessity.
Mm-hmm.
Cofagrigus, rather.
That also gives you a little bit of coverage too, because it's immune to fighting.
Mm-hmm.
So
he was pretty important during that battle as well. One thing that I noticed about the Elite Four in this generation, though, is their movesets do a really good job at covering their most obvious weaknesses. Like the Psychic type Elite Four member, pretty much all of her Pokemon that I can think of had Focus Blast on them. Like, oh, you're probably going to come at me with Dark types. Here's a Focus Blast in your face.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, of course, exactly what I did. And who was it? It was Crocodile who just bought it against her. Yeah, it was terrible. But
I hit it so hard it devolved. It's now a Corcoran.
But the other two, that I was rolling with, and mostly just like sitting in the back collecting experience, were Dino, who of course has not evolved yet. He's at level 47.
That's so funny.
Yeah, he's in the Hall of Fame. Actually, wait, no, because
pretty adorable. I like it. He can't see anything because of his amazing comb, his amazing hairdo.
Yeah, he looks like some vintage Beatles haircut right there.
Oh, nice.
But he actually didn't end up in the Hall of Fame because Gen 5 does that thing where they just give you the legendary right before you fight the champ. Hmm. So you have to send one to your bench. It was obviously him, because the other one on my team who hadn't evolved yet is Pawniard. And he's a little bit more useful because he got that steel type. He's a little bit heftier in battle. Mm-hmm. And he can iron defense his way up. But yeah, I'm looking forward to doing some of the post-game content, because I can actually get some of these guys to evolve and actually use them to their fullest extent. But it was a pretty good run. It was pretty fun. It was tougher than I thought it was going to be. I ended up burning through a lot of items, but, you know, it was cool. I like the fifth generation. The fifth generation makes it really easy to level up under-level Pokemon, because it has literally what I mentioned before, that sort of, what's the word I'm looking for? What was the word I used? Not exponential. Maybe it was exponential. If you're...
Oh, I know what you mean. Like, where if you're under-level, that's going to help level you quicker. If you're over-level, that's going to handicap you.
Right, which makes it harder to grind.
Rubber band? Is it rubber banding? Is that what you mean?
Yeah,
to say?
Maybe.
Kind of
maybe.
Like that?
Maybe. But...
It's not a racing game.
But yeah, I ended up...
Oh, and you also, don't you have those, they're not gyms, what do you call them? Like, there's a basketball court, it's got a bunch of trainers.
In the stadium, and, yeah.
Yeah, you got, like, these different places that are good to get you some just experience on the side.
Yeah, that was a pretty decent place to grind. And I was filling the Pokedex just on a whim, and I got, like, 62.
I saw Hexorus there.
Mm. I didn't have Hexorus.
I know, but I saw it in a Pokedex.
Oh, yeah, Hexorus.
Oh, God.
I had to fight the temptation to make a dragon team again.
Oh.
I had to commit to this dark team. And actually... As I was going through, I'm catching Pokemon and evolving things. Like, you know what? Next time I'm going to do a bug team. It's going to do all bugs. So I've already plotted my next run.
Yeah, but some of the bugs in that one are rough. Like, what is it? Selgor?
Selgor? I think you got a good base to start with.
Well, there's four, right? You got Levani. That's amazing. Mm-hmm. Scolipede, solid. Galvantula.
Solid. Volcarona.
Volcarona. Those are the exact... Yeah, those four.
Well, Volcarona you get absolutely four.
So, you know, you could do... And, well...
I think you get it after the Elite Four.
No, you can do it before. Because you can surf, you can go get an egg.
Oh, okay.
And hatch a Larvesta.
Okay, so you're fine with Larvesta. But the other ones, like a Celigor or whatever, he's...
He's not that great. A Scavalier, is that this version?
I'll find a way to make him work. I'll find a way.
I've used him. He's rough.
Anyway.
He just doesn't
work. Well, something's got to learn cut.
He gets so weak. Yeah, something's got to learn cut.
Well, that's Gen 5. That's all I got.
Yeah.
You're doing a Gen 6 run.
I am. Yeah, and I just kind of started it not that long ago. And it really doesn't have any theme or structure to it. The only thing that I did was I imported about 10 Togepis just to trade them for shit that I wanted as I was playing through. And I've really settled into this team that I like quite a bit. And the starter I picked up was Mudkip. Because I was like, hey, you know, I might as well have a Surfer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, something useful there. And the only other ones, I actually picked up a Breloom. And Breloom is just fantastic.
Fantastic.
Yeah, the thing has just absolutely absurd attack. I have a attack boosting nature on it. And it has what I think is an effect spore.
Oh, nice.
So just simply touching the thing means that, you know, you're going to get some kind of effect. And it's totally random, which is what's great, is that you don't really have any prediction of what it's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
So I got it with Force Palm, Headbutt, a Mega Drain, and Stun Spore. Like, and why is this thing even allowed to have status moves? Like, that seems so unfair.
At some point, we'll be able to replace that Force Palm or Headbutt with Power Punch, and then it's gonna be over.
Yeah, that's the end of that. Who else do I got? I got Linoone. I love my Linoones. I come up with a great name for it. Smash and Grab.
Very good.
I like that. I thought that was kind of clever. Cut, Strength, Covet, just steal some shit, and Rock Smash.
Mm-hmm.
These guys just kind of joined the team. I have a Luxio, which I named Raja, because I am, of course, a big fan of the land.
Oh, actually, quick sidetrack. Speaking of just pilfering items,
yeah.
Gothitelle has a pretty cool ability that you might appreciate, where it has Frisk.
See held items, right?
Right, and then it can learn Thief, so you can just kind of swipe them off there if it's not holding anything.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's a great ability. It's good for hunting items if you need to grab any specific thing off of anybody.
You want to get like a metal coat or a lucky egg or something.
Yeah, bingo. And by the way, I already got a couple metal coats just from... I just hit the part... I'm not that far into it. I'm only maybe two or three gems in. But I just did the part where you go to that volcano area with all the soot,
mm-hmm.
and it has the Spinda yep. and something
Skarmory.
Else. Yeah, and then Skarmory. So metal coats are on the Skarmory, so you can snipe as many as you want, and then create as many sizers as you want. So
which you should.
Yeah, which you absolutely should.
I have an army of six sizers.
Mm-hmm. So what else have I got? Miss Drevis? I don't even know if I've ever really played with one that much, so I'm looking forward to this. Again, working the Hex angle. I got Hex, Confuse Ray, Echo Voice, and Thunder Wave. So
cool.
More status. Oh, by the way, my Luxio also has Volt Switch. So I could just as easily Volt Switch into a Miss Drevis, which then hits with the Hex even harder. So that's pretty
nice.
Cool. And I don't know, just for the fuck of it, I got Skorupi. Because, I don't know, I don't think this is one I've ever played with too, but it looks like it could potentially be a real...
He's real rough boss. At first, but by the time he gets a Drapion, he's actually a lot of fun to use.
Yeah. Should be a lot easier now with that experience here.
Yeah,
you know?
He's rough as a Skorupi.
Yep, so also a good attack boosting nature, so I feel like it's going to be pretty strong.
I need to remake that poison team I've done years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god.
And what did my bench of Togepis get me on GTS, which is great. So I got a Chespin. I got an Oshawott. This is not from that. I got a Drillbur, because nice. I really like Drillbur mm-hmm. a lot. I got a Magnemite, because I was thinking about maybe getting the Magnezone. I got a lot of electric options, too, because I got a Mareep as well. Someone traded me a Mareep. That was nice.
Oh, it's got Iron Tail on it. Look at that Mareep.
Yeah, this is a really slick moveset on this guy. And I think, what does Naive do?
Eerie Impulse. Wow, that's...
That's not a great ability. Makes you a little faster.
Impulse, Electric Terrain, Charge, Iron Tail. Interesting.
Yeah, not bad. What else do we got? Wes, you really do like this guy.
Oh my god, Chandelure. Oh my god.
Yeah, I got Fennekin.
Actually, going back to my Gen 5 run, I had this weird self-imposed rule where I always had to be rolling with six Pokemon, and I had to, just to like make it harder on myself, I had to try to keep them at the same level.
Yeah.
So, in... Well, once I switched over to a dark team and trying to keep with the theme, I had a Litwick for a while. And it was usually just sitting in the back holding the experience chair. But then there are one or two situations, because I think there's an ice gem. It's like, well, I guess this guy that I've just been camping on is going right to the front of the line. So it turned out to be pretty useful.
Nice. Just round out some of the stuff. I got Grottle.
Nice.
What else do we got? Kalaba.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty sweet. Deep trade for a few legendaries. How about that? And then I've just been kind of filling the decks with some other cool stuff.
Cool.
So that's been my current run through. When I'm almost out of battery. So
this is the end.
Yeah. This
oh
is it.
God.
I never saved once. No. So yeah, this is going fun. I haven't played through Omega Ruby in a little while. I guess what like this game's like a year old maybe.
Well, we did that draft run. So
yeah, that was not a good way to experience this game. I don't think. But yeah, there's a lot to do in this. Pretty fun. And it's nice to have a deeper roster.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, let's take one more break so we can plug in your DS, and we'll come back with Who's That Pokemon?
Well, we did the Poke Show, Poke Game thing. What words?
God, you're hosting from now on.
God damn, I suck at this.
Jeez, Patsy Jack.
All right.
I'll fix it in post.
Yeah, sure you will. All right. Who wants to go first?
What are we doing, though?
Who's the Pokemon? All right.
Oh, I'm playing the game. I'm playing the Pokemon.
God, I hate you.
Great. How do you play, though? What are the rules?
Seriously messing my head.
Any special twist going on right here?
No special twist or anything. Straight up normal. Okay. Straight up normal.
All of them are normal types?
They're all normal types.
I'll be player one.
I'm going to be player one.
Player B. Oh my god.
I insist on being player B.
Mm-hmm.
It can clear a 30-story building in a leap. Its fiery punches scorch its foes.
Can clear. Oh, okay. This is one of the Torchic evolution forms. Is it Blaziken? Is it the other one? What is the other one? Fuck me. Combusken is the other one. Is it Combusken? Or is it Wes? The stats. Yeah, that's the next clue, right?
Yeah.
I know how to play this game.
That's how it works. 80, 120, 70, 110, 70, 80.
Geez, slow down, Pat Sajak.
You don't have the
80, 120.
80, 120.
Sounds like it's about a 520.
70, 110, 70, 80.
Yep, sounds like a solid 530 right there.
I am going to guess Blaziken.
Indeed.
Yes!
Now, this was done by random Pokemon generator.
Yeah, sure was.
Or else I would not have picked Blaziken, because that entry is way too freaking easy. So John gets a... I'm
plus
clicking
four.
Already.
I didn't think it was that easy. Blaziken jumps, apparently. Mm-hmm. Over a fucking building to punch things, of course, because those are related body parts.
Ryan.
Okay.
Luring prey with a sweet scent, it uses poison whips on its arms to poison, bind, and finish off the prey. I love it when Pokemon entries are really dark.
I feel like there's a lot of things that do things similar to that.
That one's not as easy as the boys again.
Can you read the entry again?
Sure. Luring prey with a sweet scent, it uses poison whips on its arms to poison, bind, and finish off the prey.
This is just so many that could be this thing. I guess, do you give me the stats?
The stats are 60, 70, 65, 125, 105, and 90.
Dang. Those last stats again? Was special attack...
125, 105, 90. So special attack is strongest.
Does it have the total?
Does this have the total somewhere?
Are we going to have Bulbapedia or Serebii?
I want Serebii.
We've talked about this.
Does it not have it?
It does.
Oh, there it is, right there. Base stats total 515.
515 is pretty strong.
I prefer Serebii over Bulbapedia. Bulbapedia's got a weird layout.
We've had this discussion before.
Have we?
Yeah. We've established that you were wrong, but it doesn't matter.
I got one idea in mind, and it's around that, I think.
You want to take a shot in the dark? Do you want to type?
I don't know.
Jen would be next.
I want you to read
Jen's next?
The entry one more time.
The entry. Luring prey with a sweet scent, it uses poison whips on its arms to poison, bind, and finish off the prey.
Poison whips on its arms. You know, because I was thinking it might be like a Venusaur, because Venusaur's got big stats. It doesn't have arms, really. It doesn't have whips on its arms. Which leads me to one other one, and I think it might be that. And it sounds like it might be pretty strong, too. I don't know off the top of my head, but... All right, I'm going to guess.
Okay.
Tangrowth.
Is there...
Would you like
is
steel? Sure.
It is not Tangrowth.
It is not Tangrowth.
I would like to steal.
Okay. You get this wrong, you get minus one.
Right. But he just got a minus two and a plus four, so I'm going to roll the dice.
Okay.
Is it Carnivine?
No.
Fuck!
Oddly enough, it is Roserade.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Would not have thought that. I'm with you guys. That one's got me beat.
Alright.
So that's a minus two to Ryan.
Oh, we're both big fat losers on that one.
Minus one to John. Okay. Alright, here you go, John. If two were to smash their heads together, their foot-thick skulls would keep them from fainting.
A foot-thick?
I got a pretty good idea about this one.
I got an idea, too. God, a foot-thick. That's crazy. Give me the stats.
Stat. 97, 165,
yeah.
60, 65, 50, 58. For combined total, not listed.
This number is not available.
You're going to have to math if you want that.
Okay.
Yeah, I think I know what this is.
I'm gonna take a stab at it, too, because...
All right.
Well...
If two were to smash their heads together, their foot-thick skulls would keep them from fainting.
Let me be safe. Give me the Gen.
I'm going to go with Gen 4.
Okay. If it's from Gen 4, this is Rampardos.
It is.
Yes!
Duh.
That's of course what you were thinking too.
165 attack. And it's got a... It's got a fucking skull.
Right. So this is the one... This is the one... And you talked about this during the quiz show.
Having the highest base stats of... Yeah, the highest base
of any fossil.
Yeah,
but I want because I was either thinking that or because Bastiodon has a pretty thick head too.
True, but he doesn't have 165 attack.
Right, so that was what was.
No, he's pure defense, Bastiodon.
Right, I was thinking Bastiodon from the
which
hint.
He's fun to use, but the fights take fucking forever because he does no damage.
Yeah,
so that's a plus three.
During cold seasons, it migrates to the mountain's lower reaches. It returns to the snow-covered summit in the spring.
Huh.
Yeah, no, what bullcrap injury is that?
Yeah, how's about the foot thick skull?
About anything about the thing.
Yeah,
randomizer.
Read one more time.
During cold seasons, it migrates to the mountain's lower reaches. It returns to the snow-covered summit in the spring.
Sounds like it could be... I mean, I have an idea what it might be. Because there's only, like, it sounds like it's got maybe some grass and maybe some ice, and I think there's only one grass ice in the game. I guess stats? Give me stats.
Stats are going to be... Oh, this has base stats. All right, cool. 60,
62,
50, 62, 60, 40. For a combined total of 334.
Okay, so it's not very good.
Trace Quadro.
Could you read the entry one more time?
During cold seasons, it migrates to the mountain's lower reaches. It returns to the snow-covered summit in the spring.
I'm already behind. You got to make up some ground. If I get it wrong, it doesn't put me too far in the hole. I feel like it could be right. Fuck it. I'm going to say Snover.
You were correct, sir.
All right. Nice.
You were correct. So what's that? That's a...
4.
Let's work. Turn Ryan.
All right.
Let's try something new here.
Okay.
Pick what gen entry you want me to give you for it.
Give me...
And I will give you it, however it is, even if it's a dead giveaway. I'll do this for now on for you, too.
Sounds good.
Give me the Gen 6.
Gen 6. That's black, right?
No.
Which one's Gen 6? I don't know my numbers.
XY Auris.
XY. All right. Known as the Being of Willpower, it sleeps at the bottom of a lake to keep the world in balance.
Oh, that's one of the... Oh, which one is it?
That's a great one. I think I know what it is.
It's one of the Lake Trio. And now it's kind of a roll of the dice.
I like that kind of thing. Pick a gen, I'll give you that entry.
Let's just say a Zelf.
You were correct.
Nice! Yes! Gotta love the shot in the dark.
Plus 5,
that's interesting,
John.
Though, because that is... Because, you know, they have different ones where it's special attack, special defense, and then they're even.
Mm-hmm.
And it mentions that it keeps the world in balance, which would make me think that it's the even one, the one in the middle. And you picked the one that was all special attack.
Oh, did I?
Yeah, Zelf is special attack. Mi Spirit is the balanced one. And what is the third one? Zelf is all...
Zelf
is willpower.
No, it's Uxie is the third one.
Right? Uxie is...
Yeah, Uxie,
Mi Spirit,
Zelf.
And Zelf. Yeah, Zelf is it.
Pick the gen of the entry you want.
I don't guess I'll go... Wait, if I say first gen...
Oh, hang on, wait, this entry, is... This is something... We might not be able to do this.
Completely.
It might be a giveaway because if he says, give me the Auris generation and... Or like if he says... Give me the Gen 2. Like it doesn't have one. Then you know that it's Gen 3 or later.
So let's abandon this idea after this turn.
Yeah, let's...
What was the one you asked for?
I asked for Gen 6. I took
give
the
me a
one.
Gen 6 entry.
Give me a Gen 6 entry. After it has eaten up all the food in its territory, it moves to another area. Its two heads do not get along.
Okay, think of a few Pokemon with two heads. After it's eaten up all of the food in one area, it moves to a new one.
This is a cooler one too. The two heads do not get along. Whichever head eats more than the other gets to be the leader. It's the same gen.
Okay.
No problem with that.
A little twist on it, I liked it.
I had a pretty good idea about this one too.
Read it one more time.
Which one?
Which
you gave
one?
Me two.
After,
you gave me two.
After it has eaten up all the food in its territory, it moves to another area. Its two heads do not get along.
I don't know. I'm just going to guess. There's only so many two-headed Pokemon in the game, and I am behind on points. Doduo.
Steel?
I would like to, yes.
Go ahead.
So it is not Doduo.
It is not Doduo.
Is it Zwellius?
It is indeed Zwellius.
Bam!
See, that's the thing. There's how many two-headed Pokemon in the game.
Right. I mean, I could have said... No, that's the only one I can think of that.
I'm pretty sure it's just the two. I don't know. I think the game's probably already out of reach for me. I mean, I don't think
I can do a quick math.
I'm not behind that far on points. I think I might even be positive in points, because I haven't been using a lot of clues. But I think John's gotten everyone right so far.
Yeah, he got one wrong. Which one did you get wrong? He got,
I missed a steal.
Oh, he missed a steal, yeah.
You probably
John's like at 4, 3, 6, 11, 12. Ryan's at negative 2,
2-1
I'm at 1. Yeah. All right. So I'd say you've pretty well got this game locked up. So we can
John really whiffs and you've been like just start nailing them left and right, then
yeah.
You pretty much have to have the round John just had.
Okay.
To get them there. But it's totally possible. You still have 3 more. John only has 3 more.
Seriously? There's 3? I thought we did
there's
like
6
4
per page, so there's 12. So that's 6 each.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's what we usually do.
There's still time.
There's still plenty of time. You got this.
It's felt like there have been more.
I believe in you, Peter.
Its hard scales provide strong protection. It uses its hefty bulk to execute powerful moves.
This is me, right?
Yeah, this is you.
Scales. Hefty bulk, huh?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to look it up real quick.
Yeah, of course you are. You rat bastard.
Give me... Oh, you already have the totals. I don't need this. Give me the stats.
90, 82, 87, 75, 85, 76, for a grand total of 495.
This is a neato. Which one? We've already done queen. It was a randomizer. It doesn't matter. Read it one more time. Not the entry, the stats.
Oh.
Sorry.
90, 82, 87, 75, 85, 76, or 495.
I could take this all the way to the move set. No, for sure. Give me the gen.
1.
Give me the types.
Poison ground.
Give me the moves.
Body slam.
Is this Nidoqueen?
It is. That's all I had to give you is body slam on that. That's all I gotta give you.
It's a good thing you did, because I was gonna say king.
John gets 1.
Plus 1.
Alright. If you needed more than just body slam, I was gonna slap you.
Yeah, that would have been embarrassing. I think it's the second time we've had Nidoqueen.
Yeah.
That generator. Extremely powerful, they can dig through even the hardest ground to a depth of over 60 miles.
I think I know this one, just from the entry. What? Which one, though? I guess it gets the stats? Stats probably give it away. Which stats?
35, 80, 50, 50, 70, 120, for a total of 405. That is super awkward.
Yeah, it makes me think that its under-evolved form is really strong. Because I've played with this guy, and I think his stats are much improved than that. All right, I'll just guess Drillbur.
You want to go for the seal?
It is not Drillbur, is it?
No, it's not.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Ryan.
Mm.
It's minus 2.
Oh, well.
Diglett.
Dugtrio.
Damn it!
Oh, wow.
With a 120 speed, you think it's Diglett?
Diggle's pretty fast.
120 though?
But all the other stats all the other stats are pretty low. I expected Dugtrio to maybe have a little bit more attack.
Yeah, that was very surprised when I saw that right there.
Yep.
That's atrocious.
Well, because there's another entry for Diglett that has something to do with him like popping in and out of the ground at the speed of light. Which is absurd.
I couldn't give you any of the other entries, Ryan, or else it would be a dead giveaway. It's 3 heads bobbed separately up and down.
Hey, we were just talking about 3 heads.
What the frack? Yeah, I mean, 35 HP and then defense and special attack at 50.
Is it Hydreigon? The 3 heads bobbing up and down?
God, I hate you so much. It spits a white silk that turns sticky when it contacts air. It is used to immobilize foes.
Probably a bug.
How many bugs use String Shot?
Fucking all of them. Everyone but Pineco. Give me the stats.
Stats are going to be 45, 45, 35, 20, 30, 20. For a grand total of 195.
Oof, so strong. Yeah.
So powerful. Step back, Nidoqueen.
So it's a first.
Let's take a quick tangent real quick.
Yeah, please.
How did you know it was Nidoqueen just from the stats like that? You're like, it's one of the Nidos from the stats.
Because we've done them before.
Dear God, man.
Well, hard scales was a point in the right direction, but as soon as you're like 90, 80, like, and they're weird numbers, like 82, 87, we've seen
that
before.
Yeah, they are kind of like right in the same band. They're all like between 80 and 90.
Their stats don't stick in my head like that. I just find that very weird that... Sticking your head that.
I got a lot of useless information up here.
I used to be about the Red Sox.
Oh!
I used to be able to...
I like them too, shut up.
I used to be able to run through Ocarina of Time and get all of the heart pieces without looking up where they are.
I could probably do most of them.
Yeah?
Even after all this time, I could probably still do most of them.
Give me the gen.
Gen 3.
That means it's probably a Wurmple. Could be a Silcoon or a Cascoon, I suppose. I don't know if going any further is going to help me. Unless Silcoon and Cascoon might learn Harden. Give me the type.
Bug.
Interesting. Interesting.
Go with the moves?
Gen 3, huh? Gen 3 bug.
Go with the moves?
So let me see if it has Harden. Go ahead, give me the moves.
Daggle, String Shot, Poison Sting, Bug Bite.
Wurmple?
Yeah.
Yes! Wurmple. I'm playing it super safe.
Super safe!
This has a prevent defense at its finest.
Well, keep in mind.
One, John?
I think there was a trivia question to ask you. What had the lowest stats in the game? And I think it was 180 or 170.
Yeah.
God.
That had not less than combined 200 stats.
Right.
I mean, the second form would probably have more than that.
You would think.
And also probably have better defense.
You sure would hope Ryan's list is harder than yours. I'm like, this is just messed up.
Blame the randomizer.
I do blame the randomizer. To lose right. Because this thing sucks.
Did you take away my victory? I'm on a hot streak. I used to lose all the time. Now I haven't lost
in months. Ryan may have caught a break with this one.
There you go. Here, we got this.
Let's see.
This is a Pokemon.
This is a Pokemon.
Its number is.
This roughly is that.
This is Pokemon.
This Pokemon is sometimes seen by people.
It disguises itself as seaweed by making its tentacles sway. Unsuspecting prey that come too close are swallowed whole. It became extinct 100 million years ago.
Whoa, that's a weird entry.
Jeez. Like, this was the crap one. It became extinct roughly 100 million years ago. It was regenerated. that was the entry.
That's a good one. That's a good one. Jeez, I like that.
God.
So can you read the first that entry again?
It's clearly charming.
It disguises itself as seaweed by making its tentacles sway. Unsuspecting prey that come too close are swallowed whole. It became extinct 100 million years ago.
That's what's so crazy. It became extinct 100 million years ago?
Mm-hmm.
That's such a long time for anything to be gone.
It's a long time.
I don't know. I feel like there's a bunch of things it could be. It could be like Tentacool, could be Jolescence, could be Seedra or Kingdra, could be that dragon from the 6th gen, Dragalage. There's a lot of seemingly seaweed Pokemon. And there's probably not any of those. What's the next thing I get stats?
Yeah.
I got
66, 41, 77, 61, 87, 23. For a grand total of 355.
Jeez, that's slow.
Slow as hail.
I really don't know. It's not going to give it away. Were there any big stats there? What's the biggest stat?
Biggest stat is going to be a special defense at 87.
87?
What gen is
actually,
this?
Actually...
What gen is this?
No, if you're asking what gen it is, it's not this. I was thinking it could be a tentacle. I know they actually have pretty big special defense. But if you don't know the gen...
Thanks, Trubek.
Yeah. That tells me a lot. Well, hey, and the very first one, he's like, oh, this one has Glanish.
I do know this gen.
All right, fuck. Next I get the gen?
Yeah.
What is gen?
3.
Gen 3. Oh, God. There's so many. There's like Gorbis and Huntail. Read the entry one more time.
It disguises itself as seaweed by making its tentacles sway. Unsuspecting prey that come too close are swallowed whole. It became extinct 100 million years ago.
I don't know.
This is the type.
I'm still kind of blanking on this. Oh, wait. Extinct 100 million years ago. That might mean it's a fossil. There's Lilip and Anthrop or whatever. I don't know. What's the next thing? It's the type?
Yeah.
Maybe it's going to be type.
Rock grass.
Okay. And those stats are not very good. It's... I'm trying to think what the other form of it is. I'll just say Lilip.
It is Lilip.
Nice.
All right, there we go.
Yeah, one.
Cradilly, which is what I was thinking
of.
Yeah,
I can't think of that.
But that's the second form. It's too weak to be that.
Yep.
Are we in the last one? Is this it?
Yeah, last one for each of you.
Thank God.
If John gets a minus five twice, you got some hope.
If I get minus five twice in this last one.
Oh, wait, yeah, this is the last one.
Yeah.
Now I'm tired. In Snares Prey by extending arms made of vines, losing arms to predators does not trouble it.
I really want.
If I were in your shoes, I would guess. I already know what it is.
Do the. What's the point tally? Is there a way I can lose?
No. Let's do the point tally.
You're up by like 15.
Let's add it up, boys.
Okay.
You're at 12. Ryan's at 5. You're 7 points ahead of him.
Okay.
So you could just.
So I cannot lose. Good.
Yeah. If you go all the way to the end and you get it wrong.
No, I don't. Well,
if you guess on hint one, you can't lose.
Well, I'm not, because I'm going to guess right now. Because I really
want... Well, that's what I meant. This is hint one.
Because I really want to say Carnivine. Is it Carnivine?
Would you like to steal
it? Damn it! Tangela? Why can't it be Carnivine?
Tangela?
You were so close!
Tangrowth?
Tangrowth.
Ah, well, sorry. Actually, Tangrowth is what I was thinking of when you gave me that first entry, early on. About something about vines.
Yeah.
On the body.
I want it to be Carnivine.
See, if he went a little further and lost a lot of points there, you could have caught him.
I was going to go further.
Why would he do that?
But still. To make it an interesting nail-biting fight?
But I really
to the death?
You don't understand how much I wanted this to be Carnivine. I wanted that little fucker to be in here.
All right.
Last one. Last one. It draws out and controls the hidden power of flowers.
Great.
The flower it holds is most likely part of its body.
The flower it holds is most likely part of its body.
Is it Carnivine?
It is.
Hey.
Nice. Well done.
That's actually, whoa. That kind of
go, right?
That really narrows the gap.
Like, fuck it, Flababy.
Nicely done. That was good.
There you go.
Hey.
Ryan gets a plus
suddenly
five.
Suddenly not so far off the
floor. I actually gave you an additional 4 points for awesomeness on that one. So Ryan wins this week.
As usual. Harambe.
Well, the listeners
decide. Harambe. Plus five, Ryan.
All right.
Well, I guess I don't feel that bad.
I hate you so much.
I know you do.
All right. That's going to bring this show to a close.
That was a show.
Congratulations on your win.
Oh, thank you.
There you go. What are you talking about? I gave you those extra points.
Oh, that's true. But
you can't.
It's my game.
I can do whatever I want.
Suck it.
My winning streak continues. Next up is the mini show. We're going to talk about some random games. Super Nintendo. We're actually going to do a Super Nintendo show this month. We're going to do Chrono Trigger.
Wait, is it the Super Nintendo show next or the mini show next?
Mini show's next.
That's mini show's Nintendo. Next. Cool.
We'll do. We didn't do Chrono Trigger last month because you couldn't be here. So we postponed.
Oh, we postponed it because I can stay in. Aww, yeah. I love you guys.
Stop it.
Give me hugs.
I will not.
Give me hugs.
Oh God, he's got a knife.
Then the official show that'll close us out. So until next time.
It's so long.
There you go. I forget what it was. There was I think it was an episode of The Simpsons that did something similar than that, where like Bart found this, like he killed a bird and felt really bad about it, and he kept the egg, and it turned out that the thing inside the egg was an invasive species of lizards that was eating eating eggs and then replacing it with their own or something.
Wow.
And they started importing all these other animals to get rid of it. And then at the end, they end up, I think, with, like, gorillas or something. Like, come wintertime, the cold snap will kill them all off. It's just like, that's the answer.
Just a bunch of Harambes running around.
Oh, my God.
Why are you bringing that up?
How many Harambe references are we making?
That's the one. That's
which,
the one we
I might as well make this other reference.
No.
I saw some, like, fan-made Pokemon, and one of them was a Harambe Pokemon, and it looked awesome.
Yeah.
I want that to be real. That thing was cool.
Mm-hmm. As awesome as Pangoro. Pangoro is pretty awesome.
He's a panda.
Yeah.
Well, they're both bears. This is a gorilla.
Okay.
I mean, wait, what?
Come on. No, nothing? Gorilla. You're going to let that one slide? It's called a bear, called a gorilla a bear? You're going to let that one?
It's okay. Not, no, fine. Well, no, I'm not going to be.
Fine, good.
I'm ready to guess.
Okay.
Harambe.
It's Harambe.
It's Harambe.
We get one per show. I don't have to cut the other one.
What's your problem with Harambe, John?
I thought we established. I have no problem.
Oh. Yeah. He was for killing Harambe.
He was for it. He was there waving a sign. It's like,
I firmly believe we should execute all other primates on this planet. We should be the only ones.
I kind of agree. They make me uncomfortable because of how much like us they are.
Yeah.
I don't think any animal should be allowed to approach mankind that way.
No, if any of those fuckers ever like put on pants, it's over. Yeah. I'm going after all of them.
All right, who wants to go first?
This gorilla from the San Diego Zoo was recently shot.
Oh, it was in San Diego? I was just in San Diego.
I assume it was San Diego. It sounds like a San Diego thing.
They are surprisingly high strung out there.
Oh, really?
Like, yeah, when we were on vacation, when we go on vacation, when we're going to a city we've never been before, we don't like to rent cars. Because living in Orlando, we know what assholes tourists can be in rental cars.
True.
So we take public transportation.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone is pissed off in the public transportation in San Diego. He's like, it's a beach town. They're going to be real relaxed. They're like, yeah, whatever. Let's go with the flow. No, everyone's just high strung and mean.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Yeah.
How mad do you think people would be if I left all of this in?